This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Much of the Front Range will see a rain-snow mix tomorrow as remnants of a winter storm move through the state. This morning, fog and low visibility caused more than 200 delays at Denver International Airport. Most of the high country will see more snow tomorrow and into Sunday. The National Weather Service says many mountain areas could get over a foot of snow total, and drivers heading into the mountains should use caution. In Grand Junction, more rain tomorrow. Daylight saving time begins Sunday. Sleep experts say a few things can help with the time change. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The springing forward means you lose an hour's sleep, causing many to feel sluggish and tired. To best adjust, get up a little earlier now, relax before bed, and get sunshine and exercise in the morning. Dr. Sarah Ritchie is a Kaiser Permanente sleep expert.
In the week after daylight savings time, we see a 24% increased rate of heart attacks, increased risk of workplace injuries, medical mistakes, fatal car accidents, strokes.
She also recommends people avoid lighted screens, caffeine, alcohol, and heavy meals in the hours before bed. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And we'll hear more about the effects of the time change in about 15 minutes here on CPR. Nearly 100 state politicians, business leaders, and military personnel have signed an open letter urging President Biden to keep U.S. Space Command in Colorado Springs. Peterson Space Force Base has been its temporary home since 2019, but former President Trump pushed to relocate the command center to Alabama. This is CPR News.